Let's head north and say hello to Sherry. How are you?
I'm doing very well today. Thank you.
Now, are you in Badger, Minnesota?
Yes.
Okay. Now, this question may throw you off here, but at one time, Badger had their own high school. What was the nickname of the Badger High School, their sports teams?
We've been the Tigers.
Yes.
We have been, we're the Gators now, of course.
Yeah.
We've been the Bulldogs. Well, it does help when you teach in the school district as well.
No, I didn't know that. Thanks for that insight.
You.
All right. Yes, now you're the Gators, the BGMR. Yeah, B as in Badger. All right. Now, for those who don't know, where about is Badger?
We are north of Cedar Falls, probably about 10 miles from the Canadian border.
Okay.
Northwest.
Yeah, we're talking way up there now. And you mentioned that you're a teacher, an educator, and you've been involved in education in Badger for how many years?
I am starting my 16th year of teaching.
Okay.
And I teach mathematics.
You teach math. And what grade levels for that?
I am the math department, 7 through 12, and we are also able to offer a pre-calc mathematics course from Bemidji State University that I also teach.
Oh, how nice. What do you enjoy most about teaching?
Just the interaction with the students. Mm-hmm. It truly is what drives my day.
Inspiration. All right. Now, you are an artist, and the Arts Council sent me a note about something you've done concerning the Badger Heritage Wall. First things first, what is the Heritage Wall?
The Heritage Wall is a 24-foot by 10-foot stained glass mosaic wall surrounded by 186 by 6 family tiles depicting the past present of our heritage here at Badger.
And it's been up for how long?
Well, it just was placed up last Sunday for viewing at the community center where it is temporarily placed.
Okay.
It will be permanently installed, we hope, next spring.
And that'll be placed where in the town?
There's a small green space kind of between Highway 11 and Border State Bank, and we will be installing it there on a gazebo that's supposed to be built, we hope, this fall.
All right, very good. When you view the wall, what kind of images would I see?
Well, we have our faith, which there's a church and several family tiles with churches on it.
Mm-hmm.
We are a farming community, so you will find a farm scene complete with both a red and green tractor, because otherwise it would not be safe to be living in the area. And there are farm animals. You will also see some of our past city buildings as well as some of our current buildings. And this is all depicted out of with stained glass.
Wow. That's something that is a living testament to your history, isn't it?
That was our plan.
So how were you involved in that wall? What did you do?
I went to the city council 3 years ago and said I'd like to give a gift back to the community. And since then, I'm basically the project engineer, the artist, the fundraiser. It got to be more than I had hoped it would be. I only wanted to be the artist, but
yeah,
we wear many masks in a small community.
Yeah. They thought it was a great idea, and they said, go ahead and do it. So that's tremendous. And how long have you been working on this wall, Sherry?
It's been 3 years. 3 years ago, this past May, I went to the city council and proposed the idea to them.
Did you fashion the wall after something else you've seen in a similar way?
Well, if you travel throughout the country, there are many locations and communities that have done paintings on the sides of their buildings. I do painting as well, but my passion is stained glass. And I went to Philadelphia on a grant from the Northwest Arts Council to study public art.
Mm.
And she challenged us when we left there to start at home.
Sure.
And so that's where I'm starting.
That's a great story. Again, my guest is Sherry Krueger. Sherry from Badger, Minnesota. She teaches in the school system there. And she is the instigator and, workforce behind the Badger Heritage Wall. And again, that wall is on display where for right now, Sherry?
It is located on Main Street inside the new Badger Community Center, which also houses our Badger City offices. And that is open from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday right now. We're working on trying to get it open for short hours on the weekends as well.
You mentioned a grant you received from the Arts Council to head to Philly and discover more about stained glass. How has the Arts Council been involved in this wall in Badger?
We actually received two grants from the council for this wall. One was an artist grant, which went directly to me for expenses. And then the second one went to the city of Badger, also for expenses.
Okay.
We are still in the process of fundraising the final funds and waiting on one more grant, not from the council, but a private grant.
Okay. Can I ask about total cost?
I believe we were sitting at around $50,000 to $60,000 for this to be complete with the structure.
Okay.
And we're short about 10 to 15 right now to finish.
So if anyone listening would like to help support the effort to pay for this wall, what can folks do?
Well, they can contact Christine Modal at the Border State Bank in Badger.
Okay.
They could send a check there if they wish. It's all tax deductible. It's part of our Badger Area Community Fund is who all the funding is going through.
All right. And again, if you would give us her name and where she's at again?
It's Christine Modal at Border State Bank, Badger, Minnesota, 56714.
All right, very good. You are part of the Artists of Northwest Minnesota booklet produced by the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council. Have you seen that yet?
Yes, I have.
And what's your impressions of that?
I love that book that goes out every year for us, or every couple of years. I think for being Northwest Minnesota, a lot of people don't realize that we have a high population of artists in our area.
Yes.
Most people think that you have to be down by the cities or on the North Shore where all the artists are, but we have a large residency of artists here, and I think it really puts it out there for us.
The booklet available through the Arts Council based in Warren, Minnesota. Are you preparing for the school year now? Are you getting ready for that?
Well, I will be shortly. I have one other scheduled event in the next couple weeks. I will be getting married, and then I will start working at school.
Okay. One small detail, I'm getting married.
Yeah.
So you wedged that in between the wall and school, right?
Yeah, and that's exactly how it happened. So, right.
Well, that's great. Well, congratulations on that. Congratulations on your effort, your diligence in producing the Badger Heritage Wall. It sounds fantastic. And again, for those who are curious, it'll be permanently displayed in Badger. And give us that location again where it's going to be found.
It'll be between Highway 11 and Border State Bank. You should be able to see it as you're traveling north. It should be on your left-hand side. We will have signage up, and I'm really praying it will be installed permanently next spring.
Yeah, well, that's great. Well, hats off to you, Sherry. Thank you for joining me. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
All right.
I appreciate the publicity.